Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to this wonderful episode on the silsila, The Ideal Muslim. And as you know, we are covering different topics that affect the life of a Muslim and how to become that ideal Muslim. And today we are continuing in our previous episode, which is part 2 of Honesty is the Only Policy. And before we go into those Madani pearls of advices, please make good intentions. As our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So make those good intentions right now that I'm watching, I'm listening to this silsila of Madani channel for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try my best to practice upon that and to teach others as well. Grab those notebooks, grab those pens, take down the important Madani pearls, and you can always refer to them at a later stage. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. So many benefits, blessings, bounties are there for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Paak, Salawat, or salutations upon the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As it is mentioned in a famous narration that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the person who recites Durood or Salat upon me 1,000 times every day will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. He sees his place in paradise. The ulama kiram, the honorable scholars of Islam have mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jal will show this fortunate person their place in paradise before they pass away through a dream. May Allah Azza wa Jal privilege us with that honor as well. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, for those of you who had seen our previous episode, part 1 of Honesty is the Only Policy, we had mentioned the thought-provoking verse of the Holy Quran that, O you who believe, fear Allah and be with those who are truthful, the truthful ones. And so it is so important for us, not just to be with those who are truthful, but to be truthful ourselves. To be truthful to ourselves, to be truthful in our relationship and honest in our relationship to Allah Azza wa Jal, with Allah Azza wa Jal and to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To be truthful and honest with our parents, spouse, our children and neighbors, relatives and fellow Muslims at large. To be truthful to our employers and employees, to those who are under our care, to our subordinates at the workplace or at home as well. Continuing from there, we should also be truthful to our own timetables, our own goals that we set. Be honest to this, then we will see some kind of positivity and success as well. The scholars mentioned that person who is regular with his 5 daily salahs, which of course has specific timings, he has or he will have ideal time management and will display this practically in his life. Be true to your commitments. Be honest and true to your appointments and promises. Promises is a very big thing. To take oaths is also a very big thing. We must honor and fulfill whatever promises, appointments, and commitments that we have made. And of course, be truthful to your neighbors as well, because neighbors also have rights upon us. For example, if your neighbors go out to visit maybe their family members or go on a vacation or holiday, keep an eye on their property. Keep an eye on their belongings. Many of us, unfortunately, don't even know our neighbors. How sad. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have covered one of the previous episodes of the silsila, The Ideal Muslim, called Rights of Neighbors. You can obtain this via dawoodislami.net. Also, be true to the rules of your country, to the rules of your city. Simple things like obeying the rules of the road, which caters for everybody. And if somebody has to break these rules, take for example, on the road, if we break the rules of the road, what happens? Chaos. And like that, if we break the rules of the country, then there is no law and order. And this will directly affect you and I as well. Always speak the truth no matter what. Yes, in certain circumstances, to speak a lie is allowed, but that, of course, the ulama-i-kiram, the honorable scholars of Islam, they can advise us on that. And one of the examples is, if a husband and a wife, they have an argument, they have a fallout, then one can go to or send a message to the husband that your wife is missing you. And same to the wife as well, just to patch things up. And more than that, we can seek advice from Darul Ifta Ahl Sunnah, which is the department of Dawud Islami that handles your queries on issues like beliefs or jurisprudence, fiqh, etc. Once a person approached the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want to bring iman on you. I want to believe. I want to bring iman upon you, on your hands, but I have four bad habits. I drink alcohol. I am an adulterer. I am a thief. And I lie. I don't speak the truth. People comment that you consider these things forbidden. He tells the Prophet ﷺ that you say these are haram, these are prohibited, and these are forbidden, but I don't have the ability to abandon them. They are part of my habits. I can't leave them, but I can leave one for your sake. Allahu Akbar. He says, I can leave one for your sake. Please give me advice which of these four I can give up. Give me permission. Remember, this is exclusively for this individual only. The Prophet of Mercy, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, advised him that do not lie. Be honest. Be truthful. Don't lie. This person then embraced Islam and made this promise and commitment to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will always be honest. I will always speak the truth and I will never speak a lie. This is my promise. This is the promise he made to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he leaves Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he goes into bad company. And they offer him alcohol. They offer him wine, sharab. He thinks, if I am asked by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam whether I have consumed alcohol, and if I lie that I didn't, then I'll be breaking my promise to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if I speak the truth, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will order and pronounce the prescribed sentence and punishment for sinning and drinking alcohol. So he ponders and he doesn't drink the alcohol. Furthermore, he is given the opportunity to commit zina, adultery. And for him this was an addiction which was very difficult to leave, but he managed to control it. Similarly, as above, he thought to himself, if Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks me, What do I say? If I lie, I will be breaking my promise to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If I speak the truth, I will be getting the punishment for committing this very evil sin. And so he ponders over this and he does not commit that adultery. Furthermore, he has the chance to steal. And again he ponders, if I am asked by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I cannot lie. I cannot break this promise I made to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have to be honest. And being honest, I will have to undergo the punishment and the penalty for committing the sin of stealing. And so he doesn't steal. In the morning, he rushes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the virtue and by the blessing of being honest and not speaking lies, I was saved from all those major sins that I was addicted to. And later, he repented sincerely from all his sins. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, have you seen the blessings of being honest, of being truthful, and avoiding lies and deception and deceit? The glorious Quran has condemned lies at several places, and those who are liars, they deserve divine curse. Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned in Surah Al-Hajj, verse 30. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And avoid false speech. Surah An-Nahl, verse 105 says, translation from Kanzul Iman, only those who do not believe in the signs of Allah attribute lies and fabrications, and they themselves are liars. Sadr al-Afadil, Allama Mawlana Mufti, Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated that lies and blaming are the jobs of dishonest people. Imam al-Mutakallimin, Allama Imam Fakhruddin Muhammad bin Umar Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated regarding the above mentioned blessed verse, that this is a concrete proof on this, that lying is amongst or the greatest of the major sins and the worst of all evils, because only that person will dare to speak a lie and blame others who does not believe in the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, or that person who is a disbeliever. And the condemnation of Allah Azza wa Jal with such strict words is a severe warning from Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as recorded in Sahih Muslim Sharif, that speaking the truth, being honest and speaking the truth is a virtue. And virtue leads to Jannah. Virtue leads to paradise. And lying is a sin leading to Jahannam, leading to hell. Furthermore, it is mentioned, indeed, truthfulness leads to righteousness. And righteousness leads to Jannah, to paradise. And indeed, the person who continues speaking the truth until he becomes a truthful person, falsehood, lies, leads to sin. And sin leads to hell. And a man may continue speaking lies until he is recorded as a kadhab, a great liar before Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, when a person speaks a lie, the angel moves away, runs away from this person up to a mile away because of the foul stink and stench that emanates because of speaking lies. Telling a lie, speaking a lie is the greatest treachery according to one hadith. Another hadith mentions lying is opposite to iman. Allahu Akbar. Look how important this is. Lying is opposite to iman. Destruction is for the one who lies, who speaks lies to make people laugh. One hadith according to Sunan al-Tirmidhi mentions this. To make people laugh, that person who lies, destruction is for that person. Comedians out there should think about this, that stories are cooked up and lies are mentioned just to get a laugh out of people, to cheer up their day. But with that person himself who is lying, what's going to happen to this person? Perhaps in this world, they don't see any torment. But after they pass away, on the day of judgment, there's destruction for them. Perhaps even starting in this world and in the grave as well. In Shu'abul Iman, it is mentioned, a person's face turns dark because of lying. Another narration mentions, when you commit a sin, a dark spot is placed on the heart. This is not a physical spot. It is a spiritual spot, dark spot. And if a person does a good deed sincerely, with good intentions and correctly, then it washes out the dark spot. But if this person doesn't do any good deeds, doesn't repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and continues doing bad deeds and sins, more dark spots enter onto the heart until the whole heart is engulfed in darkness. Then this person, whatever advice is given to this person, it bounces off because it cannot enter due to the darkness. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us against lying and all major sins. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is also mentioned that saying a false thing is a major sin. Speaking a lie is one of the signs of the hypocrites, the munafiqoon. And on the day of judgment, the liars will be included amongst those who are most hated in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. With whom do I want to be included on the day of judgment? Ask yourself this question. The truthful ones, the pious ones, or those who are most hated in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment, are those who speak lies, those who don't worry about the consequences of lying. Hakim al-Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has mentioned, whoever becomes habitual of speaking the truth, Allah Azza wa Jal makes him pious. May Allah Azza wa Jal open our minds, our hearts, that we speak the truth and we be honest and include us amongst those who are pious. He further says that this person who speaks the truth and is honest always will develop the habit of carrying out good deeds. And through the blessings of speaking the truth, this person will remain pious and righteous until he passes away. He gives us other Madani pearls that speaking the truth, being honest, this person will refrain from all evils. He will become truthful before Allah Azza wa Jal and will have a safe end. This person will remain safe from all kinds of torments and punishments. This person will attain all kinds of rewards. And the people of the world will recognize him to be truthful and righteous. His honor in the heart of people, his honor will increase in the hearts of the people. And truth is such a nur, such a light, which is a source of guidance for the truth speakers, for those who speak the truth. The more divine proximity that person attains, the more nur, the more light that person will acquire. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. If only we make up our minds of being honest to everybody and removing the habit in many of us of dishonesty, of deceit, of lies, then we will see these benefits in our lifetime in this world and we will continue to see them in the grave and in the hereafter as well. Sayyiduna Nafi' radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma was once traveling with some companions. They stopped at a place, they laid the dining mat to have a meal. And just then a shepherd had arrived with his flock of his cattle. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma asked him that, "Come join us for this meal to have some food." And he replied, "I'm fasting." Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma said, "Are you keeping a nafl, a voluntary fast, in this intensely hot day, even though you are herding these goats in these mountains?" And he replied, "Wallahi, by Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm doing this to compensate for my previous days." So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma wanted to test his piety and asked him, "Will you sell me one of your goats? I will give you its price and I will give you some meat to open your fast." The shepherd replied, "These goats don't belong to me. They belong to my owner." To test him further, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma said, "You may say to your owner that one of the wolves eat up the one goat." This shepherd, who was actually a slave of the master, said, "Then where is Allah Azza wa Jal? Allah Azza wa Jal is watching. He Azza wa Jal knows the truth and he will punish me if I engage and indulge in this deceit and dishonesty." When Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma returned to Medina Sharif, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu bought that person from his owner, because he was a slave, the shepherd was a slave. So he bought that person along with all those goats, and he freed that person from slavery and gifted the goats to him as a hibah, as a gift. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Have you seen the benefit of speaking the truth? Have you seen how Islam also abolished slavery? That yes, slavery up until very recently in our time, it existed in many parts of the world. But Islam, even at that time, 14 centuries ago it existed, even before that. But Islam came to give rights to everybody, to give rights to men and women, to give rights to sons and daughters, parents and neighbors, to give rights to each individual of society. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, the one who speaks the truth is always successful, because pure gold does not fear from the flame. He has always been in sheer benefit, but alas, today this epidemic of lying, of deception and deceit and dishonesty, it is viral, it is epidemic, it is prevalent in our homes, in the social media platforms, in our society as well. What can you and I do? These Madani pearls that have been narrated for our encouragement, for our motivation, that we must strive, we must try our best to rid ourselves of bad habits. And Dawat-e Islami is there in this regard, because this is the Madani mission statement of Dawat-e Islami. I must strive to reform myself and people of the whole world, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And how do I do this? By engaging in the Madani activities of Dawat-e Islami. These Madani activities, these facilities and platforms are designed to help us rid ourselves of bad habits, to help us to reform ourselves, our family members, our society at large as well. You need to take that first step. They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. So you take that first step and inshallah ta'ala involve yourself, include yourself and join the Madani movement of Dawat Islami, and soon, insha'Allah ta'ala, you will see that Madani revolution, not just in your life, but in the lives of your family members, in your home, and society at large, insha'Allah ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amir, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had arrived at our home. My mother said to me, "Come to me, I will give you something." Hearing this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, "What do you intend to give him?" She said that, "I wanted to give him some tumur, some dates, some khajur." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then replied, "If you had not given him anything, it would have been written down as a lie." Dear parents out there, when we call our little kids in particular, that "I will give you this, I will give you that," are we fulfilling that? If we are not, remember, it is written down as a lie. And a lie is a major sin, which has major punishments. So we have to fulfill what we tell our kids, that we are going to give them these certain things, we must do it. If we can't, then we must ask forgiveness from our kids, ask forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jalla sincerely, and don't commit that wrong again. Keep this in mind, that honesty, it promotes authenticity. Honesty, it shows you care. Honesty, it attracts honesty, and it shows that you are well-mannered, you are disciplined as well. Remember, a person who is not honest loses his respect, loses his trust as well. Honesty is more than just speaking the truth. It is about living truthfully, about living an honest life. Be truthful to yourself by being upright, by learning your purpose. In this wonderful silsila, The Ideal Muslim, a previous episode, we covered this topic of my purpose in life. You can obtain it from dawatislami.net, along with the other episodes as well. So at the end of the day, be truthful to yourself. Be honest to yourself. And in our relationship to Allah Azza wa Jal, to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to our family members, our parents, our spouses, our children, our neighbors, our relatives, and fellow Muslims. May Allah Azza wa Jal remove the veils from our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and make us truthful, make us honest. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.